T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. This is Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill. Rescues are underway in New Bern, North Carolina, as Hurricane Florence continues its path toward the coastline. Fox's Griff Jenkins is on the scene in Morehead City with this report.
I've just been on the phone with the officials of the fire department and rescue folks up in New Bern, and they tell me they have already done 200 rescues. There are more than 150 underway. They have two FEMA teams assisting their fire rescue. The New Bern Fire Rescue Team is the oldest chartered fire rescue team in the state of North Carolina. They are working absolutely frantically to get the number of calls coming in. The officials telling me when I called the emergency number to get through to the public information officer, she said, "We're just getting hammered. I just got a call before yours. Someone said I've got chest up to my water in my house. I got to get out. Come get me."
Authorities warn that heavy rains, high winds, and a fleet of storm surge will continue to affect the area in the near future. A new report shows Kansas plans to spend more than $4.6 million in election grants to tighten cybersecurity, modernize voting equipment, and audit elections, and safeguard the voter rolls. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission released yesterday the Kansas plan for its share of the $380 million allocated by Congress to strengthen voting systems. Kansas plans to spend about half of its grant on cybersecurity efforts. A woman has filed a federal lawsuit accusing a Kansas agency of failing to properly investigate complaints that a high-ranking official offered her a job in exchange for sexual favors. The Wichita Eagle reports the woman filed the lawsuit earlier this month against the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. The lawsuit accuses the official of soliciting sex from the woman in exchange for a job in 2016. That official is no longer employed by the state. The woman alleges that she reported the action to the department last year, but the agency, she says, never conducted a prompt and thorough investigation. A state lawmaker in Arizona has appeared in court facing charges over speeding that he bragged about on a video.
State Senator Paul Mosley pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor after cops say they pulled him over this year for speeding, but that's just half the story. During the routine traffic stop in La Paz County, Mosley was caught on tape boasting how he's driven at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour before, and also claimed he should not be ticketed because he's a lawmaker. The state constitution does say that state lawmakers are immune from most arrests, but the state house recently produced another document saying speeding is not covered. Mosley later apologized after the video was made public. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
The Wichita Police Department will be conducting a sobriety checkpoint this weekend in Wichita, beginning 11 tomorrow night and ending up at or around 3 Sunday morning.
Officers are going to be stopping motorists to check their driver's licenses, proof of insurance, and seatbelt usage. Motorists not in compliance or suspected to be under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs will be detained for further evaluation. Your average motorist will not experience any excessive delay at the checkpoint. This checkpoint is coordinated and worked in partnership with the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, Sedgwick County Emergency Management Services, and the Kansas DUI Victim Center. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A 23-year-old Romanian man in the United States illegally pleaded guilty to placing skimming devices on Kansas City area ATMs. The devices are used to illegally obtain PIN numbers and debit card numbers from people who use the machines. They then transfer the numbers into gift cards. David Velsu pleaded guilty Thursday to possession of counterfeit or unauthorized access devices. KNSS News Time. 8:03 coming up, we'll have sports with Sean Boston, and we'll be checking in with Mitch Holtis from the Kansas City Chiefs right here on KNSS. 8:07 KNSS News Time. Steve and Ted, I'm Dan O'Neill. At least one person has died, more than 10 others injured, as gas explosions in Massachusetts and three towns north of Boston caused several buildings to go up in flames. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera says he's appreciative for the first responders who came from long distances.
The type of support that we got on the fire front from PD, from fire departments across the Merrimack Valley, and I think even Southern New Hampshire, has been incredible. Same type of support, mutual aid that we've gotten so far from the police departments across the Merrimack Valley, but also from Boston. It's been incredibly important for us as we ask people to leave their homes and their belongings behind.
Shelters have been set up as authorities wait for the threat of gas to clear. We should have an updated report later today. A former New England mob boss has been sentenced to life in prison.
Francis Cadillac Frank Salemi called the proceeding ridiculous and declared the real story will come out one day before a judge sentenced him for killing a nightclub owner 25 years ago. The former head of the La Cosa Nostra family refused to look at the victim's children as they described the pain of losing their father. Co-defendant Paul Wiedek also receiving a life sentence for the murder of Stephen DeSaro. Authorities were looking into Salemi's involvement in DeSaro's club before the killing. The feds told DeSaro he was about to be indicted and encouraged him to rat on the mob boss. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 8:08. Let's take a look at traffic now. Here's Jad Chambers.
Continue to watch for a traffic slowdown. This one is K-96 westbound at Meridian. Watch out for that one northwest side there. We've also got some very slow traffic headed into the North Junction on I-235 northbound, starting at about Broadway, so watch for a slowdown there as well. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And we're looking at a fabulous Friday forecast. Mostly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs right around 88. And if you like that, we've got more of the same for you on Saturday. Sunny, highs of 88. For tonight, mostly clear skies, 69 for an overnight low. It's mostly clear, 69 at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, Jen, do you have a feeling one way or another about the Apple Watch?
Yeah, I do not. I'm just not a guy that's into Apple products. I have phone, Apple Watch. Don't like any of those things.
Well, changes are coming. This may turn you the other direction here. Changes are coming.
I doubt it.
Well, they're trying to make a transition from being just a device for people with more money than practicality to actually being a watch to achieve better health. The Series 4 is due out later this month, and Apple says they're adding it to the ability to take high-quality heart readings that will help users set and meet fitness goals in their workouts. A new incarnation of the Apple Watch can also detect falls. And when that does, the user has the chance to respond. If they don't respond to prompts to verify that he or she is okay, the watch will then summon help automatically. Insurance plans might be able to subsidize the cost of the Apple Watch as well. So changes are coming to the Apple Watch, and it looks like they're really looking at the health industry as a matter of fact to get some inroads there. They already have devices you can wear on your neck and that kind of thing, but if you've got the Apple Watch, not only can you, detect a fall that way, but, maybe call Siri and see if she can detect Flat Top's location and Dick Tracy can go find him, that kind of thing. So, but you probably wouldn't want to, wear it on the football field. How's that for a transition? We go to Mitch Holthus, the Kansas City Chiefs. And Mitch, the guys are playing well, I'm sure. Coach has a few comments to tighten everything up, but a great first game, and what are we looking for in the weekend ahead, Chief? Football with Mitch Holthus on KNSS.
Thanks, Sean, and good morning. And a big shout out to the folks at American Ag Credit that make this possible. They're out there in Northwest Wichita, but they're really all over what they do. You can check them out at agloan.com. They're amazing in the way they help this entire region and what they've done for farmers and ranchers. Greg Reno, he gets excited though on Fridays, man, Sean. He gets fired up. And when he gets really fired up, he wears his football helmet and wears it all day at work. And when he gets really, really fired up because he wants to beat Pittsburgh for the first time in Pittsburgh since 1986, yep, he pulled out his FFA jacket from his days in Cheney High School. So he's not only wearing his football helmet, he's wearing his FFA jacket this morning at American Ag Credit. What are we looking for? The Chiefs, no team in the NFL was asked to have a more rugged schedule to start than the Chiefs, to go to the Chargers and get the Chargers' best shot and to win that game. And now you're going to Pittsburgh, which has really owned the Chiefs for the better part of, well, man, going back in my time, in my 25 years, the Steelers have had the better of it. And so the Chiefs will try to get this victory. If they get this win, Sean, I'm going to tell you, it's big news around the world.
Yeah, Mitch, it's Sean here. And, you know, we go back to...
Oh, hi, Sean.
No, you're fine. Oh, we go back to last week's game, and, you know, the offense clicked on all cylinders with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, and, you know, really his second game in the NFL, and he comes out, throws four touchdown passes. Tyreek Hill, another big game for him. But they kind of transitioned that little pitch play, little shovel pass from Mahomes to Tyreek in motion, and that worked a lot last week. Do you see them going to that more this season?
Yeah, it depends on the opponent and how they approach their defense, and honestly, it depends on the individual. The Chargers have Melvin Ingram on the outside, likes to crash, and particularly at the goal line, he likes to peek and cheat and crash. Well, he's really good at doing it. And so that was based on playing the Chargers over and over and over again and knowing that that play could work. Now, usually in the NFL, John, it works once, but it rarely does it work
right.
Twice. And if people listen to my play-by-play call, I said, fool me once, fool me twice. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers will be ready for it this week. The Chiefs have got to bring – there's just some games you've got to – it's the bully at the end of the block, and that's what the Steelers are. And they play to the whistle. They play beyond the whistle. They want to command the line of scrimmage, which is how they have kind of beaten the Chiefs. They just said, here's the line of scrimmage when the Steelers have the ball and we're going to own it most of the day and you're not going to get past us and we're just going to do what we want and declare clubs as Trump all day. And the same thing on the other side, where they had seven sacks last week in their tie against Cleveland. The Chiefs offensive line is going to have to bring all their muscle to this party because this is going to be a scrap.
Yeah, and we just talking about the offense, and you know how explosive can this offense be? We've seen Mahomes, we've seen Tyreek Hill, but to get Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce more involved, they weren't really involved too much last week. But if those two guys get involved, I mean, this offense is going to be really good and put up a lot of points this year.
Well, and you scored 31 offensive points on the road against a really good defense, and Travis Kelce had one catch for 6 yards, and you mentioned Kareem Hunt was held down. DeAnthony Thomas has proven he's still a weapon. Chris Conley, nice catch by Sammy Watkins down to the four that got the Chiefs their first touchdown of the second half. Great, set up that little jet sweep flip pass you're talking about. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Spencer Ware, I mean, this thing's just getting started. That's what's exciting. That's why the Chiefs' kingdom's a buzz. But it's also exciting because Patrick Mahomes can handle it. That's a tough game the other day, you guys.
Yeah.
And this one's going to be even tougher. But it's not like this kid's going to wilt or go away someplace. He's going to come, and I said it's going to be a scrap. Mahomes doesn't mind it. And he's mature enough, and he's emotionally strong enough that, you know, he may not play great, but this isn't going to bother him. He's ready to go.
And now talking about the Steelers a little bit, you know, Big Ben Roethlisberger, of course, did not practice on Wednesday. I'm not sure if he practiced yesterday or not. Has a bruised elbow, but, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he's been in the league a while, and their offense is kind of switching directions this year. And, you know, Le'Veon Bell, of course, still not on the or still not suited up for them, and with all his holdout and stuff, but they had a running back, James Conner, really step up big last week. Just talk about what it's going to take for this Chiefs defense to kind of hold the Steelers offense in check.
The guys that we haven't mentioned yet, and you talked about, we didn't say Antonio Brown, but
right.
It's really their offensive line. Their offensive line is outstanding. Mainly their three middle guys, the guard, center guard, Ramon Foster, left guard, the center Marquise Pouncey, pro bowler, and at right guard, David DeCastro, some think the best guard in the National Football League. Then you throw in, if they've got to go a little bit bigger in there, the pride of Andale, Kansas, B.J. Finney's on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so played at K-State. He's in there, too. These guys are big, and they'll own you. They power. They got a power game, a counter game. Big Ben loves to play action pass off of that. So Connor is – James Connor is not – great story, by the way. Cancer survivor like Eric Berry,
mm-hmm.
and Berry was his motivation. But he can, he's kind of a plug-and-play here. He's not Le'Veon Bell. And they still have Jesse James at tight end and Vance McDonald. I mean, they got a lot of weapons here, but it's about those three cats up front. Now, I say it's a scrap. You got to bring muscle to the party. The Chiefs are going to put their best defensive front against the Steelers that they have in the last several years. So they've got to win those battles. You're not going to win them all, but you got to win enough of them.
All right, Mitch, throwback a little bit to your high school days. You played at Smith Center, and the Redmen off to another good start, and they've got a big test tonight against the number one team in Class 2A in Phillipsburg. Got any insight on that game?
Well, I got two per. I just tweeted it out. If you guys follow me on Twitter, I got two P-Bergs to deal with. Right, I got these dudes on Sunday and tonight. My Smith Center Redmen, number one and defending state champions in the new 1A class, 1A 2A, against the team that's number one and runners up a couple years ago. In 3A, now 2A, the Phillipsburg Panthers. Biggest game in the state tonight. But it does tie into, you guys know, you're not from Phillipsburg, are you, Sean?
No, I'm not. Nope.
that would end this conversation. Okay? Not that I don't love everybody. It's just on the Friday you play fever and you don't love them. But you know, we've got our report. Every week I try to turn the Chiefs game into Shocker football history, right?
Right. Yep.
All right. So it's, yep. All right. Dr. Maharis, we have doctors that stop what they're doing. Surgeries are actually stopping right now in Wichita to listen to this. And I know this is obvious this week, but the name to know on this Friday is Ray Campanelli. All right. I know it's obvious. Ray Campanelli. Ray Campanelli is in the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame for being a high school football coach, coached different players. Now, places, I should say. The Shockers tried to get it going in the 60s and even before and after the plane crash and used it going to Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I mean, they had a guy named Warren Barkell. I saw he was from Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, about southeast of Pittsburgh, 30 miles. Bob Krestel from Elwood City, Pennsylvania. He was just the opposite, 30 miles northwest. Ray Novosat. A guy named John Straka actually played for Ray Campanelli at Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh. I go by on my way from Pittsburgh to Morgantown, and I go to basketball at West Virginia. But Ray Campanelli, probably best known for coaching Eddie Plapa. Eddie Plapa was his quarterback at Cannon McMillian High School in South Pittsburgh. So a tip of the cap to the late Ray Campanelli into the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame. And the high school coach of one, Eddie Plapa.
All right. Thanks, Mitch, for your time, and good luck on the call on Sunday.
Yep, and go Smith Center, beat Phillipsburg.
That's the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holt is joining us on our weekly chat. That's sponsored by American Ag Credit and Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters.
It's 8:21, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stay tuned for Sean Hannity's update.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.